Everybody, it's your daily thought here with Coach John on a Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Just had a fantastic call with my buddy and yours, Coach Dave. He gave me a call as he was getting to school down in Tennessee, and we had a great conversation. And it's been a few days since we've talked, and you know, I always feel better whenever I leave a conversation with him or doing a recording, seeing him on video, whatever we were talking. One of these days, we are going to get together face to face. Him come up to Michigan, or maybe I'll grab Dr. Jeff Lipp and we'll take a little drive someplace and meet up. I'm looking forward to doing that someday. But just fantastic, fantastic attitude, encourager. And it's funny how we keep sharing, you know, stories, insights, and then both of us are taking those things and spreading them with others, right? Sharing with others, encouraging others with what I picked up from him and what he inspired me to talk about. And he said he's doing the same thing. And so that's very cool to have those people with you in life. It does help with this. And this is coming from the Daily Coach again. This is the pinned tweet, the post over on Twitter X. It's a great reminder too. And I saw it the other day and I read it and it hit with me, but just something happened, I guess, after talking with Coach Dave, that this made more sense, right, for me to get this out to everybody right now, right? The most important person you'll ever coach is yourself, okay? The goal of the Daily Coach is to provide a daily hands-on approach to becoming a better leader. That's something I obviously want to do, right? But this guy, the Daily Coach, is doing it and has been doing it for a very long time, right? He goes on to say, whether you're an executive, teacher, or parent, everyone is a coach, right? Everyone is a coach. Just fantastic, fantastic stuff. The things that come from this guy, George Raveling, I believe, is the guy behind the scenes with this. And it just is a reminder that being called coach or being thought of as a coach isn't just sports, right? That's evidently where most people think it is. And that's where, you know, a lot of people get their start as a title of a coach. But if you can think of yourself more of a coach for yourself, and that you are also coaching others, whether you like it or not, whether you think of yourself as a coach or not, right? If you connect with others, if you are working with others, if you lead others, again, family, on the job, neighbors, you know, it doesn't matter. It just, there's so many examples out there of becoming a better leader, becoming a better you, becoming a better human, right? And just trying to find those things every single day to do that. And so again, reading some stuff, listening to some stuff, talking to people about stuff, right? Having that goal, that passion, I'm putting together a little, one of the many things I've been talking about for a long time, but I've been putting together a little program on consistency. You know, consistency is a key. It builds many different areas of our lives of doing things little by little, right? Being consistent with things. And I just need to be more consistent with doing those things, of building these, putting together little programs, curriculum, whatever I want to call it. On things that can help kids, that can help athletes and coaches and teachers and then others, right? Anybody. I think it's just crucially important to be able to do that. And so these things continue to inspire me, and I hope they inspire you. So whatever you are having in your life, that passion, that burn, right? Ben Newman talks about the burn. You know, what just drives you? What just makes you grit your teeth and yeah, and just clench your fist and yeah, that's it. That's what I'm going after. That's what I want to do. Of course, there's passion and purpose involved in that, but the burn is probably just the bigger foundation area of why you do what you do, right? If you can attach that to coaching yourself, to figuring out how to become a better you, a better leader, leading yourself, leading your family, leading your loved ones, you know, the people you care about. Because remember, when you raise the bar on yourself, you're helping other people that are connected to you, right? If you're your best self, you're your best self for them too. And that's the other thing that's hit me, obviously, over the years. And it's going to continue. It's got to continue because that's where I'm at. So, All right, wanted to get that out to you. This goal of the Daily Coach is definitely reminding us that everybody, we're all coaches, right? We're all coaches because we're coaching ourselves, right? And if you look at the people you have influence over, you want to be the best leader you can be, but you're also coaching them too. You're coaching, encouraging, trying to get them to be their best selves. That's what coaches do, right? So in and of that, you are definitely a coach as well. Okay. All right, you guys, just a quick reminder today. Just want to get that out to you. Hopefully all's going well. My day's going off. Great start today. The rest of the week is going to be awesome. Just this little conversation I had with Coach Dave this morning. And I definitely need to reach out and have some conversations with some other people that I love and care for. And they influence the heck out of me. They lift me up, and just like Coach Dave does. So I'm going to do that as well. All right, you guys. Hey, keep taking care of yourselves. Keep smiling. Keep lifting your head up. Keep moving. Take that next step. Take that next step, whatever it is that you got to do, right? Don't give up. And keep taking care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See ya.